This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we wrap up the week that was. This podcast is for Battleground America lovers, but it's also for people who got busy this week and want to know what the heck happened. That's right. The listenership for this podcast on Fridays and through the weekend is more than double every other day of the week. Many people use it as a catch-up mechanism, and that's fine. That's why I put it out. I tell you, not everything. I can't cram it all into a podcast, but everything that means something, everything you need to know, I focus on things we've never seen before because those are things that will change our world to something we've never seen before. So let's dive right in. Insane thing number six.
This trip is about two things, China and AI. What people don't realize, that region is one of the fastest growing on Earth. I'm talking about the circle of friendship here, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates. Who's number three in AI development right now? U.S., China's number two, number three, UAE. So that's why all those AI guys are there. They are so advanced. I just got back there 2 days ago from there, from Abu Dhabi and Dubai. I saw for the first time ever a real estate development completely AI-driven. We have nothing like it here. You talk about a smart home, they're way past that.
Well, I'm in awe of this trip, and I think China is in awe of this trip. But this is one big, beautiful business trip, long-term. The U.S. has a new basis for foreign policy. Trump has swept all that aside. And I think long-term, the tech and AI partnerships with the Middle East will lock out China. And that may be the single most significant piece of business done on this trip.
Here's more from the president on the significance. Listen.
There's a great relationship with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE. It's a really unified Middle East. It's something that we haven't seen. The U.S. was absent for 4 years. We didn't really know too much what we were doing for 4 years. And things were not going good. Other people were courting the Middle East, but they won't even waste their time in courting them any longer.
Will this end up being a trip literally for the history books? In other words, ones that Carly and my kids will be reading about years from now as to a trip that reshaped history and reshaped the world that we will be living in.
Yes, this will be a trip for the history books because for the first time, President Trump is getting ROI, return on investment for American foreign policy. That's going to be the new basis going forward. It is a historic shift that will benefit the U.S. and will benefit the world and the region.
This after he obtained a $1.4 trillion investment pledge from the UAE yesterday. The president also oversaw a $200 billion order from Qatar Airways for Boeing jets and a $600 billion investment from Saudi Arabia, which also reportedly included the largest ever arms deal of nearly $142 billion in weapons.
What is this all about? Saving the dollar from stupidity, for starters. There was a guy by the name of Jamal Khashoggi. To understand what this trip is about, I got to go back to Jamal. Jamal Khashoggi, very close friend of bin Laden. They met in the jihadist camps in Afghanistan. Khashoggi was as bloodthirsty a jihadist as bin Laden ever was, trained at his side. That made him highly valuable in the Washington Post newsroom, where they value diversity, i.e. people who want to kill them. Well, when a new generation of leadership swept into Saudi Arabia under the crown prince and vowed to crack down on Islamic radicalism, extremism, and terrorism that the old generation had supported. Hundreds were killed, including, by the way, in a partnership between the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and Trump. They go way back. Jamal Khashoggi was one of those. Well, there's no Al-Qaeda operative too valuable to throw away the dollar for. And the Biden regime said they were going to isolate the crown prince. They hoped to humiliate him. They even cut off an arms and weapons deal in punishment. Keep in mind, folks, these are the people who Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced at the beginning of the week. Let 243 terrorists that they've caught so far, I'm not talking about MS-13 terrorists, no, I'm talking about people on actual terror watch list, announced at the beginning of the week, Democrats had let in 242 terrorists who'd turned themselves in. They love terrorists.
President Trump, what I'm proud of is that he has removed 252 known terrorists from our country just since he's been in office. Thousands of criminals and illegal aliens that have perpetuated violence on our communities. And I think the employees and the officers that are a part of the Department of Homeland Security are proud to be a part of the solution that's making America very safe again.
So the Democrats mocked and dismissed Saudi Arabia. One huge problem, they're the head of OPEC. And we've had a deal with them for decades that we serve as their air force, and they force the rest of the world to buy oil for dollars. In other words, you've got to change out of your currency into dollars when you buy oil. It's one of the key things that keeps our dollar afloat, which is really important if you're running a $2 trillion deficit a year and you run the printing press to make that up. Oh, and you have to print the dollars to pay down your interest payments, which happen to be escalating. And that really royally pissed off the Saudis. So almost immediately, there was this massive, and I mean massive, red carpet rollout for the Chinese in Saudi Arabia under Joe Biden. They were invited. They were treated like royalty. This is Trump's answer to that. And you can see in it, this trip, it was driving Trump insane to watch the risk the Democrats were taking with the dollar for no damn reason, by the way. In fact, it was so bad that I wondered, I said on the air, is Biden trying to destroy the dollar but get the Saudis to do it so he doesn't take the blame and crash the whole U.S. system? I mean, you know they want to destroy it, right? That's how bad and dumb this was. So dumb, you almost have to wonder, is it just diabolical evil, like wanting to destroy your own dollar? Look, folks, I don't like the system any more than you do, but we're kind of stuck with it right now if you don't want to watch the bond market collapse, which, by the way, the bond market wobbled a few weeks ago. Did you see that? Yeah, that was terrifying. We actually had a sale where it wasn't real clear if anybody wanted bonds. And with Congress spending like drunken sailors and not a lot to back the dollar, and our reputation, our relationship with the Saudis in tatters, I mean, it scares people who want to hold these treasuries in order to store their wealth, especially countries. So what Trump did was roll into there. Now, under Joe Biden, the Chinese roll into the Saudi capital and they cut a deal very publicly that they will now get to buy their oil for yuan, not dollars. That is a disaster. In fact, even the Wall Street Journal was asking if the petrodollar was dead. Folks, if the petrodollar was dead, our country's going belly up. We won't recover for generations. It'd be that big of a disaster. I guess they just didn't think it through when Biden did this. I don't know. The Democrats are crazy. So what the fear has been was that the Saudis would give that deal to other people who buy oil from them. It was devastating enough as it was because China buys 20% of Saudi Arabia's oil. And as Saudi Arabia goes, so goes OPEC. Well, we only buy about 348,000 barrels a day. They buy about 1.7 million. That's why Trump rolled in there with all the tech bros. I mean, this was an entourage of the world's premier CEOs. Everybody from Google to Microsoft to Palantir. He's flanked with billionaire Sam Altman, all of them to basically offer the Saudis what essentially was an unsaid apology. But also to give them their due for what they've legitimately accomplished in AI throughout the Middle East. So this is Trump totally resetting a relationship that Biden wrecked, putting us in financial peril, a peril that Trump felt acutely when the bond market wobbled. So this is him showing the world, look, I've got $1 trillion worth of backing. I get plenty of investment in America. It's no problem. All I got to do is drop into the capitals. I've got everybody on the same sheet, which is amazing, folks. So think about it. Some of these CEOs tried to take Trump out in the last election. I mean, you talk about the CEO of Google who was there. I mean, the whole search engine was geared to defeating Trump. So this was a unified American mission. It was like nothing I've seen in the time of divided politics. It was unbelievable this week. Then it was built on assuring the world America is back. We can pay our debts. We're going to have the investment we need. The days of Biden are over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days of Democrat destruction are over. And you heard at the beginning of this podcast, Trump is point blank saying it. He wants to hit him with it between the eyes. And Democrats, y'all, Democrats know how bad this looks. I thought one of the most telling stories of the week was James Carville warning the Democrats that the party needs to praise the greatness of the USA. We need to talk about America and the good parts of America, something good about America. Because by the end of the week, this is what liberal Axios was saying about Trump's trip. Even liberal Axios.
Axios says that Biden officials are in awe of this trip by President Trump, with one saying, gosh, I wish I could work for an administration that could move that quickly. So a lot of reaction coming in right now, many of it positive, even from across the aisle. What will the long-term impact be here?
President Trump will allow NVIDIA and others to sell high-tech chips for AI to Saudi, to the UAE. This is essential so that China doesn't come in and make those sales. And we don't want China building Saudi and UAE's AI. We don't want them in Xi Jinping's lap. Commerce Department will very tightly control this. The most high-end chips are not going to them.
Folks, what a contrast. I mean, you've got Joe Biden running around the country when he was president, putting rare earth minerals mines off limits for 20 years to force us to buy from China, which already controlled 90% of the rare earths. We need, cannot participate in this AI race without that. Semiconductors, it's weaponry, it's phones, it's solar, it's every single thing you need. He was helping China every step of the way. And by the way, folks, never forget what Hunter Biden's Bohai Harvest actually did. They simply existed for China to cut the Biden family in on the rare earth minerals deals. So for doing nothing, Bohai would get half a percentage of, say, a mineral mine deal in Slovakia. They'd get a percentage point of a mineral mine deal in Afghanistan. This was Joe Biden helping China defeat the U.S. Look at what Trump is doing here. This is incredible. Which brings us to insane thing number five, the contrast this week. Oh, the contrast. Well, Trump is out there killing himself to win a future for America in AI and period. What were the Democrats spending their week doing? So Trump is shuffling off to a historic trip. The Democrats are body slamming ICE agents. I can't stop laughing. The Democrats are body slamming ICE agents in New Jersey, fighting violently to get into an ICE facility holding not just illegal immigrants, that would be one thing, but dangerous illegal immigrants who were in there for rape. There are terrorists in there. There are child sex abusers in there. There are gangsters in there. There are drug dealers in there. There are people wanted for assault in there. violently trying to push their way into the facility. This is, I mean, look at the contrast. Trump on the world stage and the Democrats. And it didn't end there, by the way. Huge crowds protesting outside the court facility where Judge Hannah Dugan was indicted by a grand jury of her peers for trying to help that, it's another, folks, woman beating illegal alien escape. Think about this. Not just his trial, the woman and another man who he beat so badly, they were in the hospital for days, sitting there waiting justice as this Democrat lunatic judge tries to help him escape out the back door. Well, the jury indicted. She's facing up to 6 years in prison. While Democrat protesters, including Democrat politicians, are outside singing, "We shall overcome," even outrageously comparing Dugan to Harriet Tubman. So Trump, fighting on the world stage for the American economy, American prestige, American jobs, American investment. Democrats fighting for illegal immigrant criminals. Folks, it couldn't be clearer. It got crazy this week. This, as even Democrat leadership acknowledged, this kind of really was amazing on Trump's part. In fact, they dispatched Representative Jim Himes from Democrat leadership in the House for this headline in Politico. Senior House Dem offers rare praise for Trump. He pointed to the promising developments in the Middle East. Quote, "I'm not in the habit of praising Donald Trump, but I've got to tell you, in the last week or so in the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia, it's a different story." To explain his position, the Connecticut lawmaker said he feared as recently as last week Israel was hell-bent on going to war with Iran, implying Trump helped avert that. He also lauded Trump's decisions, talking about how well he has played the Middle East. "Pretty darn well," he said. Which gets us to insane thing number four, the Democrats' deranged, and I mean deranged, reaction to Trump merely wanting to bring 49 white families here from South Africa. Now, look at the contrast, okay? These families are being brought in legally, having completed all the proper paperwork as refugees. They are actually legitimate refugees because since 1994, according to the New York Times, 4,000 farmers have been brutally murdered for their race in South Africa and their land stolen. The preferred method is to hack them up with axes. And they don't just do the dudes. They do the women, the children. They leave them in bloody pieces. So process this. The same Democrats who argued, well, we have to let every illegal immigrant who shows up cross the border and then stay here on the public dole a lot of the times for 7 years while they await their hearing to see if they might qualify for refugee status. Because that's what Biden did. Trump made him wait on the other side of border in Mexico. That was the Remain in Mexico policy. Biden let him in. And Democrats were fine with that, including folks, by the way, this week in Texas, we caught a four-time that we know of hitman, famous hitman, from Venezuela. Now, if he just crossed over the border, snuck over, that'd be one thing. He didn't. He turned himself into the Border Patrol. They gave him a work permit, even though he was wanted by Interpol. They let him go. They let him go. And they're cool with that. They're fine. That's good. He can, you know, wait for his refugee hearing on this side. But the families that do it the right way, folks, let me tell you what this is about, okay? The screaming, the yelling. There is an unspoken agreement between Republicans of the Bush era and Democrats that they would look the other way. Because look, folks, as recently as 2010, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, Democrat leadership were on record favoring the wall. And the deal that was cut was, okay, we will look the other way. We'll let all these businesses have their illegal labor so they can artificially depress wages, get rich that way. But the labor has got to be from a pool that votes Democrat. Folks, this is why all our HB visas go to Indians and nobody else. You think there aren't computer programmers in Slovakia, Poland, Ukraine, the world over? No, the reason they all go to India is because of the agreement. Indians vote overwhelmingly Democrat. Well, this agreement, this gentleman's agreement, has been on the table since the Bush era. And so Democrats feel that they are still entitled to that agreement and that Trump is violating it. And when they're screaming, they're appealing to Republicans from the Bush era. And a lot of these people who are like Lindsey Graham, who are silent in the Senate, wait, you get your couple quarters of profit, we get our voters, until this is a one-party system, and then you start disappearing in the middle of the night. Republicans went, okay, cool, we'll take that deal, sure. Then we'll do amnesty, flip the country blue, and it'll be over. But until then, wow, the corporate quarterly profits will look really good. I'm not kidding you. That was the unspoken deal, okay? This is why Democrats are screaming bloody murder about these 49 families. They are watching in terror that Trump will take the other $3.5 million out of South Africa. I say take every last damn one of them. They're all white. They'll vote Republican. Folks, they came off the plane waving American flags. This is terrifying to Democrats. And that's why they had to take to the streets, go wild, try to stop this. Because Trump is overturning the norm that refugees can't be white, can't be pro-American, and God forbid, can't be among the millions of Christians in the world who are being killed, but if they came here, would vote Republican. The gentleman's agreement. Trump's testing the waters. I hope he pushes it. If you can't get all the illegals Joe Biden flooded with the country with out, then you flood the country with people who love the country. Democrats saw that move and they freaked. They're very afraid of where this is going, and they should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Insane thing number three. James Comey's tweet, y'all. 8647? Come on, anybody who's ever watched a mob movie knows what 86 means. He's calling for the death of Donald Trump. That was swiftly followed by the director of national intelligence, the single highest ranking intel officer in the country, higher than the CIA head and the FBI head, Tulsi Gabbard, calling for Comey to go to prison, which is exactly where he needs to go.
Any other person with the position of influence that he has and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
And that's the thing. Look, any FBI director doing this knows damn well what 86 means. It means, from all the old mob movies, take him out 8 miles outside of town, put him 6 feet under. Come on. Everybody knows that. But to say that about a guy who's already had two assassination attempts against him, when the FBI is still refusing to turn over the 30,000 pages on that assassination that Congress subpoenaed, Katie bar the door. But here is the other reason that James Comey, who, by the way, is now being interviewed by the FBI and the Secret Service, needs to be smacked down.
There was a Rutgers study that just came out a little over a month ago, Jesse, and over 55% of respondents felt that murdering President Trump would be, quote unquote, somewhat justified. This is the effect of people like James Comey doing this kind of stuff. This study also pointed out that there is a, quote unquote, assassination culture that is starting to take over the views of what they call the extreme left. We, the American people, cannot take this lightly. Whatever your politics, we cannot allow people to get by without being held accountable for this kind of public call to assassinate the president of the United States.
By the way, Trump's not buying it either. He knew exactly what Comey meant.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country has become respected again, and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously.
Imagine how this looks, folks, both on the world stage and to Americans. Everybody knows Comey's a Democrat, that he serves the Democrats, that he worked with Hillary Clinton to foment the Russia hoax. Trump's bringing home the bacon. And the Democrats' response is to threaten to kill him. I mean, fuck, you can't make this up. Which brings us to insane thing number two. Again, as the Democrats spend their time advocating for violent illegal immigrant criminals who run the human trafficking networks that bring them their voters, that's why they're more riled up, folks, if you've noticed, about the fate of the criminals than they are even against about, like, say, a grandma who gets caught, as one did this week, accidentally driving onto a military base and she gets deported. It's not her. It's the human traffickers. It's the most violent. It's the gang members they want to keep. They know that's who brings them their millions of voters. That's why they're fighting the hardest for them. I never thought they'd do this publicly. Meanwhile, as the world watches the Democrat Party all but openly call for the murder of Trump, how is he being perceived in foreign capitals? Listen to this. And this is just why I could spend another hour doing these articles. Positively. This is a headline from Europe, from BrusselsSignal.eu. This is the English language version. Tariff de-escalation and hints of new world order show Trump's tactics are working. They admit it. It may not have been well publicized in Europe, they write, but the combination of the sudden temporary resolution and de-escalation of the tariff imbroglio between the U.S. and China has gone a considerable distance to legitimizing the apparently brusque method of President Trump's policy to eliminate completely unjustifiable and ultimately unsustainable U.S. trade imbalance of $1.2 trillion. The article goes on to admit that Trump has just had higher than expected job creation, decreasing inflation, and that this is a, quote, serious temporary embarrassment of those commentators in Europe and America who've been shrieking alarms as if their hair was on fire about where Trump's policies might lead. And they go on to even admit America has been ripped off. The American trade deficit arose because of the strategically justifiable Cold War policy of incentivizing politically unreliable or vulnerable countries to align themselves with the U.S. and its allies. So we did trade that was negative benefit to us to help. And that just stood the test of time. We never changed those policies. They're not needed anymore. We're not rebuilding Europe after World War II. And they admit Trump's right. Folks, this is the incredible turnaround we're getting in the world. And the Democrats' only response is to threaten to kill Trump. You know why? They don't know what to do. They have not lived in a world in decades and decades and decades where they've had to compete in an open marketplace of ideas where they don't completely control the media, i.e. the ability to lie, or as in recent years, they don't control the ability to censor. They actually have to argue their case. And they can't hide who they are anymore. And all they have left in their arsenal is violence. Typical Marxists, in other words. But anyway, insane thing number two. Folks, just 6 weeks ago, they crashed the stock market down thousands of points. In fact, I'll never forget the headlines on Drudge, because Drudge is where you go if you want to know what the talking points are for the globalists, for the deep state, for the left. It's just, and then you can see if the public's buying them, right? Well, the talking point was, before April was over, that April was going to be the worst month on record for stock market decline since the Great Depression. And they sowed absolute terror along two vectors. Number one, we were going to have a recession. Number two, Trump's tariffs were going to cause inflation. It was indisputable from Fox Business to CNBC to Europe to CNN. They all sang off the same sheet of music in a deliberate, yes, it was deliberate, attempt to crash the stock market. Why? They wanted to panic mom and pop 401k holder and get them to sell. They wanted to tank the market so badly that the Senate and the House Republicans would be forced to take Trump's tariff authority away. And they didn't give a damn if they lost control of that stock market crash at all. If they destroyed the economy, did not care. Same as for COVID. They told the COVID lies trying to destroy Trump's foremost asset, the economy. But this time, it didn't work. As Vanguard reported, 97% of individual investors have not sold in the United States of America since January. So what does that tell us? It's all the big investment houses, the Democrat donor-led ones that dumped their stocks in a fake hoax, and they failed. Now it's 6 weeks later. How are things going? Hilariously. JP Morgan Chase this week forced to call off its recession forecast. Now that we think about it, they said, we're not going to have a recession after all. Much better than expected. Jobs report and annual inflation rate, which was supposed to shoot up because of the tariffs. Nope. Annual inflation rate hits 4-year low. Groceries have biggest decline in 5 years. And my favorite line of the entire week, the Associated Press was forced to write it. Listen to this. Food prices in April declined for the first time since November of 2020, the last time Trump was president. The news for Democrats got worse as the week wore on. PPI down a full shocking half a percentage point. What's PPI? That's basically what manufacturers and producers are paying now for the stuff they'll be selling you in the coming months. It wasn't supposed to go down. It's supposed to come up. Even liberal Axios was forced to admit, headline, hard data suggests tariff-driven inflation and recession fears may be overblown. You think? Oops. Sorry, we crashed the stock market with our stupid lies. And finally, insane thing number one. Wait, insane thing number one is not the former director of the FBI calling for Trump's assassination? No, that's how crazy a week it was. No, it was this. Our side barely noticed it. And I thought it was the story of the week. An about face by 60 Minutes that kicked off the week, in which they admitted that Elon Musk might be right about the fraud. How much fraud are we talking? Oh, about $1 trillion a year stolen from U.S. taxpayers. Wait, what? Why would they admit that? Because they're about to be exposed. They're running ahead of it because they're going to have to explain it to their sheeple. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's how I know that it appears that the Trump administration is on the cusp of busting the $1 trillion, upwards of $1 trillion, close to $1 trillion, around $1 trillion a year worth of fraud. Folks, that's half the deficit. The annual deficit, we borrow and print about $2 trillion a year. It's making your children and grandchildren broke. They're not going to have a future because we do it. Well, what if $1 trillion out of that $2 trillion was just fraud? What would that mean? Yeah, I know. Revolutionary. Folks, that would be the largest theft in human history, both per capita and in actual dollars. So far, the Democrats have resorted to just simply denying it, lying and saying that Elon Musk is trying to steal your grandma's social security number or something, and burning down Tesla dealerships. But what if Elon Musk is right? And what if Trump and Doge are on the verge of proving it? Again, our side largely missed this critical comment while testifying before the Appropriations Committee last week. I had it in the Battleground podcast last week by Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary. Treasury makes most of the payments for over 450 federal agencies. It all comes out of one place. Well, 3 weeks ago now, they put a system to stop the fraud on to the payments. I don't know what happened after day one, but on day one, about $350 million in payment requests was rejected for being improper in a single day. Then that was a Saturday.
What I can say at Treasury, that of the 1.5 billion payments we send out every year, they're required to have something called a TASS, a Treasury account symbol. We discovered that more than one-third of those payments did not have a TASS number. So as the Appropriations Committee, you should be shocked by that, because how can a payment be tracked back to an appropriation? Only through the TASS number. So there was no accountability. So that is why the 450 organizations that sit above Treasury, where Treasury acts as the paymaster, are unable to pass an audit. So we have cracked down on that. Every payment now requires a TASS number. Very simple.
Again, that was last week. And by Sunday on 60 Minutes, the panic had clearly set in, with 60 Minutes even bringing in a former federal fraud hunter. She's retired now, to say how grateful she is for Elon Musk talking about this, because the amount of money stolen is, well, almost exactly what he says it is a year, upwards of $1 trillion.
To be honest, Elon Musk coming out and saying there is a huge amount of fraud, I welcome that message completely, because finally someone is actually saying this.
No one knows the ins and outs of government fraud better than Linda Miller. She spent a decade at the Government Accountability Office tracking how taxpayer money is spent and misspent, and even wrote the rule book on preventing fraud in federal programs. Last year, the Government Accountability Office released a report estimating the federal government loses as much as $521 billion a year to fraud. But Miller and other fraud experts believe the number is higher.
I believe the government is losing between $550 billion and about $750 billion a year. We're coming up close to the $1 trillion amount is lost every year to fraud.
But who's doing it? 60 Minutes insisted over and over and over in its story, and also in its printed article, oh, the Russians. Yeah, the Russians and the Chinese. But oddly, they didn't present one shred of evidence that it was, in fact, the Russians and the Chinese. See the propaganda? 60 Minutes writes in their transcript and in their article at CBS News about this, we're talking about China. We're talking about Russia impersonating Americans in a lot of cases, Cecilia Vega asked. Yes, right, says Linda Miller. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they find this trillion, and folks, they're already finding it. As we can see from Scott Bessent, the cover-up will begin. This is the deflect game. Russia, 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 Russia. Keep the sheeple from finding out their Democrat leadership robbed them blind, or at least facilitated the robbery by those who did. Because I'm going to make a prediction right now. You know where you're going to find significant amounts of this stolen money after it moves through organizations? Democrat coffers, Act Blue. This is why the entire leadership of Act Blue just resigned. That's the organization where they'll have thousands of donations, 15, 20 bucks a pop from the same person. And then others that come in from China, others that come in from Iran, others that come in from Russia. By the way, every one of those is illegal. You can't take foreign donations. And those come in by the thousands. Folks, we're going to find this in DNC coffers. We're going to find it in Act Blue coffers. And we're going to find it in the pockets of Democrats themselves and their NGOs and their families and their friends and maybe some Republicans, too. This tells you everything you need to know. They're bracing for it. For them, it's about to get worse. What will they do? Try to kill Trump again? Well, Comey may have just come up with the best idea they've had so far.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.